4 CBA.
CBA and 0 OTR.
OTR, KB 4 CBA. How you doing there, Mr. Tom?
Well, I just tried out a piece of a raw potato with a little salt on it, and then now I'm trying out a plum. The tater was good, but the plum is kind of neutral. How's your day?
I've been over at my youngest daughter's house. They rented a place, and I guess I didn't like living with mom and dad. Can't imagine why, but anyway, I got to work on the back porch just to make it not having to go into a long story. So the little one won't fall off the porch, and there's a 7-foot drop.
Yeah, the fall wouldn't hurt you, but that sudden stop would be bad.
And believe me, he is. He's gung-ho and no fear. He'd go outside thing in a heartbeat.
Oh, I'm just sitting here doing nothing. We've been to Spartanburg and Costco's and Sam's and Aldi's and Walmart. And then even at that, Bernice gets home and says she forgot something at Aldi's.
Well, and it's back to Aldi. Well, I've still been working, but it started raining, and I don't mind getting wet. I just don't like, you know, my power tools getting wet, so that's why I stopped. Because, I mean, it wasn't raining that hard, but anyway. So, and I think, I don't know, I think it's supposed to rain tomorrow, too, unless the forecast has changed. So, another couple of days of rain.
Roger. Well, it hadn't started to rain here, and it didn't rain on us all the way to Spartanburg and back, or to Taylor's and back. And it was really close. I looked at it on the radar. And then I went out and checked on the girls there out back. We got 4 eggs from the younger ones and 2 from the older ones, so they're doing better now. Wasn't laying at all while it was molting. And I was sitting there reading an email from the Greer Amateur Radio Club about joining this group IO reflector. Excuse me. And you just got to reply to it when they send you an invitation. So, I'll look for that down the line. Dave K4EA sending it out. We was at Costco's, and we know the lady at the door. Not closely, but her name's Marta, and she's a horse rider. And we went out, and she says, "My, you guys didn't pick up the 5 cases of water and the disinfectants that are on sale for the bathrooms and the wipes and all of that stuff." And I said, "You're kidding." She says, "No." She says, "Just literally been swamped by it." She said, "Look around you." And I looked out the door, and there was a basket, and sure enough, it was stacked full of bottled water and that, for they're all freaking out about this coronavirus.
I think we've had, my wife works with Prison Health, and she said that we've had 1 death in the United States from the virus, and it was an older gentleman with a lot of other health problems. And we've had over 1,000 deaths from the flu, so it kind of puts things in perspective.
Not making fun of it, but they sort of overreacted with the stock market, for God's sake. Jesus. It's just literally fell, and the people that's got 401ks and that are working have lost a ton of money. Of course, they haven't lost it unless they sell it, but it's still rough when they lose 30 or 40 grand out of their 401 when they're getting up towards retirement. But, and it is affecting the national economy, because I know my nephew, he flew a lot to South Korea and to Shanghai and Hong Kong and Japan and down that area. And those long flights pay big bucks for pilots. And they're just discontinued. They're not flying down there anymore. So I'm sure that affected him some, although he's got a lot of seniority and he can pick any of the other flights he wants.
So, I guess that's just another reason I don't want to fly. I don't like to fly anyway. Unless I'm in the pilot seat. But I don't think anybody would allow that. So, there you go. I have flown, but I'm a white-knuckle flyer.
I used to land on aircraft carriers. It don't amount to much landing on a 11,000-foot runway here at Greenville. Shoot. Yeah, you haven't lived till you land on a carrier. And then I flew in the P-3s, and a typical mission was usually 13 and a half hours. And then you pre-flighted up to 4 hours and up to 4 hours debrief. And that was a long day, but you do that every couple of two or three days. And, man, being back stuck in that tube with no windows, staring at a scope, you didn't have time to be scared. And a lot of it was low-level flying, and I got to tell you, it was rough, a lot of rough air down low near the ocean.
I can imagine. Well, I'm going to have to jump out here for a minute. I'm going to give me some gas here. $1.98. I guess that's cheap enough.
What was the gas over at Costco, sir? $1.99. And it was, then you get 4% off at the end of the year any gasoline you buy there. And Sam's about the same way. But yeah, that's excellent. You must be over in the Taylor's area.
Yeah, I'm at this place. Can't even think of the name of it. It's a convenience store right at the top of the hill at on Wade Hampton. It's right there, right near the Wade Hampton Walmart. There's a Waffle House two doors down. And their gas here is pretty, the prices here are pretty, about the cheapest around. So, I usually buy my gas here. Now, I'll be back in a minute if you're going to be around. I just need to put something in this thing or I'll be walking.
Okay, Dave, I might be and I might not be, but good talking to you. And yeah, we always, 99% of the time, just get it at Walmart there at Taylor's, and it's cheaper than even buying it just up the road here around 101, always. And so that's a good area. And there's one down there, it's Palm something, on the left side of the road going west. It's got a green icon on it. I can't remember the name of it. It's always cheap. Your adorable quick trips. Have a good day, Dave, and we'll catch you down the line. KB4CBA in 0TR. Clear.
Hey, Tom, in 0TR, KB4CBA, clear.